This is a CK to Z news update. Cortez Island School just started its new twice-weekly program called Nature as Teacher, providing unique experiential learning to the students and is enthusiastically seeking guest presenters. Dana Davis, teacher and program facilitator, spoke to CK to Z News about the new program and her new role, which comes after being a classroom teacher at the school for 10 years.
It's a nature-based program, and so everything that I do takes us outdoors and hands-on, all experiential. A big component of it is each class has their own forested area close to the school. We're really blessed to have this wonderful, beautiful forest beside us. The younger group, they call it the fairy forest. So it's really about having ongoing contact with the ecosystem, really getting to know it. I have a program that I've been doing for many years called Tree Friends. So each student finds a tree that they mark as theirs, and they have that for the entire year. And so they are observing it. With the little kids, they make little worlds underneath it, build and make fairy places and stores. And they also do, especially the older kids, lots of observations about changes during the year, and they measure it and they estimate its height, and they do all kinds of things around that tree. But it's a place where they keep visiting this whole ecosystem. So they get really familiar with all the flora, fauna of that area. What they see evidence of squirrels, they see evidence of birds, they learn about the mosses, they learn about all the different fern species that are there, and they see the changes during the course of a year. You know, how does the soil change? So with the older kids, it's biology and earth science. That's the parts of the curriculum, and I'm bringing all experiential and arts-based learning to that. And there's also an element of weaving in the First Peoples knowledge and ways of knowing. I've been learning some iGeothem and learning the names of the local animals, the weather, plants, and having games, mostly games that help us learn those and remember them. And storytelling is a big piece for me because I've been telling stories to kids for 30 years. So I weave that in because in my experience over my teaching career, I found that stories is really what touches the heart of children. And so much of the First Nations stories have this beautiful teachings of interconnectedness and respect for the land and not taking more than you use. And so that's all woven into the stories. Those are the main components, is really getting the kids out there, having a sense of stewardship of that land, of that area. For the younger children, it's playing, it's making contact and feeling what it feels like to be surrounded by these wonderful trees and doing lots of sensory games and lots of scavenger hunt. So it's very play-based. I was playing with them this wonderful game called Bear, Salmon, and Mosquito, which is a running game where they have to know which animals would be the prey and which would be the predator. Basically, my objective is to bring the children into a place of wonder and beauty of the forest and also learning about it, especially with the older grades. Food chains and all of the things that are beautifully actually written into the BC curriculum. Rather than learning them from sitting and reading about them or watching videos, you're actually making contact.
Sure. Both the storytelling as a methodology and also the hands-on is going to leave such a bigger impression than just looking at a book.
And the art. I bring a lot of songs about respect for the earth and songs about the cycles of the seasons and things like that, making mandalas out of leaves and rocks. And I show them Andy Goldsworthy's photographs of his work, and it just inspires them. Children do this naturally, right? They gather all these pebbles and make things. And so that's just capitalizing on that interest.
Are you taking all the kids in one group?
I have two classes. So the primary class is K to two, and it's about 16 children. So I take half, and then the other half stays with the classroom teacher and does other things. And then we switch, and I do the same with the 2 to 5 class. I have half the group in the morning, half the group in the afternoon. So it's smaller groups, which is lovely that you can do so much more when you have smaller groups and more connection with each student.
I know that you were looking for some folks from the community to come in and do some special classes.
Yeah.
So Have you had some people sign up?
I've had a few calls. The Cortez Museum, Jane, she's really keen to do some partnering with me, which I'm really excited about, to do with the two exhibits. I think they're bees and the big animals. I've worked with Jane before. She did a wonderful project with the school around herons a few years ago. And a few other people, they have an interest and they have bird's nest for me or a collection of this or that. So I really love to hear from more people in the community. I think it's such a great opportunity. I know there's so many naturalists and people that have knowledge in many, many different areas of natural history. So I just encourage people to come forward and share your passion. This is what I'm doing. I'm making swallow boxes, or here's my collection of feathers, or here's what I know about this or that.
Dana promised would-be guest presenters that the children love the excitement of having someone out of the ordinary spice up their routine, and she would also make it very smooth and easy.
I will set it up for you. You don't feel like you have to be a teacher or have a lesson plan or any of that. It's basically to come in and be an inspiration, and any follow-up ideas, I can work with you or come up with something myself, a way to bring it to life for the kids.
How many more people are you hoping for?
Anyone who comes forward and wants to, I'll find a way, whether it's just for one morning or whether it's something bigger than that. It's ongoing through the whole year. The program runs Wednesdays and Thursdays, so those are the days that I'm there. And also, we'd love, if any guests come in, we'd love to weave that in with the senior class as well. They're not officially part of this program, but there's definitely a desire for this program to spill over. So any guests that want to come in, we can make it work for connecting with the senior class as well.
This is the first time that this sort of thing is running at the Cortez School?
Well, it's the first time we've officially been given a teacher assigned to this. All of us are doing this sort of thing throughout our days and weeks and months. Like, we've always had a Salmonoids in the Classroom program that we raise salmon in our school to be released in the local creeks. And there's things that are always going on in the school. But to have an actual teacher and funding to facilitate it and bring people in, it's just going to make it so much richer. And as a classroom teacher, you're really, really busy. You know, you have lots and lots of curriculum core to cover with the basics of literacy and math and all of that. So I just really salute our teachers for working hard, and this will help them to be able to bring more into their classroom, and also for the have this additional more hands-on learning.
She explained that the school received special funding from the Campbell River School District, which comprises 20 different schools.
It's partly in response to requests from parents in the school, because being a rural school, we have multiple age groups in one classroom, and that can be really challenging for teachers to keep up with all the main curriculum and provide more experiential outdoor and arts-based programming, because our intermediate class is 2 to 5 in one classroom. So we were really, really grateful.
You've been listening to an interview with Dana Davis, program facilitator of Nature as Teacher at Cortez Island School.